you should ask people who use cars and how much influence their mechanics have on them. If you have a very good mechanic, one thing is going to do is that it dictates when it wants your car to come. Or just imagine your car breaks down, then you know how much influence that mechanic has on you or has generated, because he's the first person you think about. He has become an authority concerning that area of life. So the work you do has a way, it gives you an opportunity to influence certain areas of this life. Like some of you would understand, dealing with each time you probably have an ailment you worry about, the first person who comes to your mind is Pastor Yinka, who is a medical doctor. You just quickly place a call through and all that. So in one way or the other, he also has, you know, an influence because of the work he does. Now, apart from being a pastor, some of you don't call me because you know it. So you call him because you know he's a medical doctor and he would influence you in that area of your life. So whatever work you do, gives you or increases your influence over certain kind of people, certain people who have a demand for it. Because work gives you that kind of influence, and such, it attracts people to you. It attracts people to you. And when work attracts people to you, when you have an influence over people, you must use it to touch lives. Hallelujah. The influence that God gives to you in your life because of the work you are doing is to be used to touch lives. The first part of this message, we talked about how work gives you a platform to share the gospel. It is in this way because of what you are doing. I'm sure that I've talked about Pastor Inka. Let me mention Mr. Oluwede. The kind of work he does gives him an influence on the kind of people who come to meet him. He's a tax collector, by the way. I'm sure I won't take an offense to that. That was on a lighter note. People come to him with their tax issues and he helps them to solve it. And because he solves it, you know, they are drawn towards him. Those kind of people are drawn towards him. Now, because you have that kind of influence, or because of the influence you generated over time, because of the work you do, it gives you a platform to touch such lives. It is at that work you meet different kinds of people, some that you probably have to lift up, some you'd have to share the gospel with. But your work gives you a level of influence. And influence, whatever influence you have, is to be used to touch lives that come your way. I know that while we're growing up, there are certain people who influenced us in one way or the other. Some of them positively, some of them negatively. Those who did them positively either did it subtly, not probably because they came and were like, well, I want to influence you for good. It's either they had this kind of, you know, hell of influence, you know, with whatever they came to do around us. Some of us had teachers who influenced us towards God's ways. And some of us probably had teachers who were neutral. They did not have plus or minus to good or bad. You know. So it's important to know that your work places you at this point where that increases your influence in this world. And as it does that, use it effectively well. Bible talks about how if you see a man who is diligent at his work, he says he will stand before kings and princes, and not just before mere men. If you are exceptional at what you do, you will draw people your way. Not just ordinary people, big people, people that seem to be untouchable, that you can influence in one way or the other. I've heard of how big men have barbers who have influenced positions in this country. You know, the barber, imagine the barber of a president. They say, oh, this is what I hear people saying about you, or about, you know, your work can give you, or can place you at the place of influence. And such influence should be used for the dissemination of the life of God that is on your inside. You're touching lives, you're turning life around. The last point I'll just quickly make, I think I should rush at it because of time, is that work gives you an opportunity to express your faith. Gives you an opportunity to express your faith. Wherever you work, to an extent, is your fishing area. An opportunity to live out the abundant life of God. Said then that the your light shines brighter in the darkest place. Some of us spend most of our time at work, and that is the place that we expect that we will shine the light of God to the people that are drawn to us, probably those we work with or those who come to us for whatever we offer. Beyond the verbal communication, which is inevitable. So I'm talking beyond, you know, sharing the gospel. I'm talking about how that your workplace or the work you do is an opportunity for you to communicate the gospel effectually, effectively. So it gives you, it places you on that platform where you are able to effectively communicate the life of God that you have received. You are able to do it well at work, not particularly at home. So when you work, it gives you the opportunity. That is where people see your lifestyle. They see the life pattern of the gospel, the abundant life of God that is on your inside on display. The way you approach life becomes, you know, is evident. The way you conduct yourself, the way you speak. Work is that gives you the opportunity to be original and not, so to say, plastic. Some of us come to church when we are in gatherings, we are so solemn, we are so gentle, we are so calm, we pick the right words. Oh, someone steps on you, say, God bless you. You know, we pick the right words, but when we get to work, then, we become the son of thunder. But much more than that is whereby we recognize that work gives us that platform. It gives us the platform to express the abundant life that God has given unto you. Scripture says says that the communication of thy faith may become effective. That the communication of thy faith may become effective. And it talks about living out the life of God abundantly. In order that I may become effective, that I should come through the knowledge of God. So there is a place of being effectual at the communication of our faith, and work gives us that platform. It should be the place where people see you and they wonder how or why you approach life the way you do. Then it becomes an opportunity, an occasion to point them to the gospel. Becomes a place where you see people in need and you are able to meet it. Becomes a place where you see you pick the right words to say. They see you just speak gracefully always. They wonder, there's just no evil coming out of this person's mouth. You know, that is an opportunity. That is where you have the opportunity to effectually communicate your faith. And you should not lose sight of this. You should not let this opportunity slip. This is one of the many, many complementary benefits that come to you because you walk. Hallelujah. So you must not allow walk submerge you. But rather you rise on the strength of that the Holy Spirit supplies and make sure you are in control of life and life is not in control of you. Amen. As a believer, you must understand that the life of Jesus Christ was taken so that you can have life. That means you have been bought with a price. That means that something was paid to have you. Unfortunately, the cost of your life is invaluable. That means you are invaluable. That is, you are too valuable to place a value on. They cannot look at you and say that you are worth $100,000 or $1 million because the value of having you is more than anything we can quantify. So you are not to go through this world as one who is worthless. You should know that God has... There's a huge value on your life, and you did not come empty into this world. You are a child of God. You have something to contribute to this world. There is a work in your hand. There's a work that you can do, and you need to do it well. Do it with a reliance on God. Do it as unto God. Do it with the ability that God supplies. And you will see all these benefits and more manifest. You are not worthless. You are invaluable. God has destined you to shine brightly in this world. God has destined you to be exceptional in whatever you commit your hands to. God has given you the gift of the Holy Spirit to effectively live the abundant life that He has given you, whether at home or at work. So you have to be that exceptional worker. Work because God has given you work as a blessing to achieve many, many things that ought to help you fulfill your purpose in life. Hallelujah. Let us pray. And Father, I thank you for all that you do. I thank you because your children will recognize the place of work in their life. They will see it as a blessing unto them, and they will commit their hands to it with the right perspective, with the right expectations, with the right commitments. And I thank you because we would have a good result to show for it. For every hand committed to the plow we receive the blessing for the works of your hands. Thank you, Lord God, for divine ideas. Thank you, Lord God, for courage to step out and begin to do the things that you put in their hearts. Thank you, Lord Jesus. You are worthy to be glorified. Amen. Thank you so much. Have a wonderful week. And so just look out for when we are going to resume church together. Have a great time. Bye.